We're in the middle of Yoredeya, Simin Reish Mem. We are up to Seif Gimel. So this is also from the Gemara's over there, after the Mishnah in Kiddushin Chavtes. Ad Heichan Mora'am. So in Seif Gimel. How far does fearing one's parents go? Says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Gemara, "Hay haben lavush chamudos." If the son is wearing fancy clothing, v'yoshev barosh hakahal, and he's sitting in front of a big audience, uba'u aviv imo, and his parents come, v'karu begadav, and they tear his clothes, his fancy clothes, in front of everybody, v'hikuhu al rosho, and they hit him in the head, v'yarku b'fanav, and they spit in his face, lo yachlim otam, he may not embarrass his parents. Eli yishtok, he should be quiet. The yira, he should fear, min melech malchei hamlachim shetzivu baka. He should fear from Hashem who's commanded him not to fight with his parents. Now, Shach points out to Dalit, which we're going to learn a little bit more about today and a little bit more tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. There's a whole discussion. When my father asked me for a hamburger, go buy me a hamburger. Who pays for the hamburger? And we paskin that the father has to pay for the hamburger. So if that's the case, then it would seem that if your parents are ripping your fancy clothes, that you could send them the bill for the clothes. And that's what the Shach points out over here on the side of the page in Sif Katan Dal. Mutu l'tovo bidin. He can take them to court to pay for the financial damages. Okay, but that's a side point. The point is to understand how far kibud av v'aim goes. Okay, Seif Dalet. Okay, so the Bryson Kiddushin and Dav Lamed Aleph says, we spoke about Mora. Yesterday we focused on fear of parents. Now we're up to Kavod. What does it mean to be Mechabed the parents, to respect the parents? Ma'achil u'mashkeh, he gives them to eat, he gives them to drink. Malbish u'mechaseh, he clothes them, he covers them. Machnis u'motzi, which I assume means he helps them in, he helps them out, right, depending on the age of the parents. Now, the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph brings down a Braisa. This is an amazing Braisa. Tani Avimi Brei the Rabbi Avo. I don't know if it's really a Braisa, because he's an Hamorah, so I guess it's not a Braisa. But he taught the following. Yesh Ma'achil Le'ovid. This is the very last line of Kiddushin Lamed Aleph. Yesh ma'achil le'aviv pisyoni v'tar domina olam. You can feed your father fat duck, the most amazing delicacies, and still lose your olam haba. V'tar domina olam. V'yesh ma'atchino berechayim. You can give your father back-breaking work. U'meivio lechayi ha'olam haba. And it can bring you to olam haba. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains. Everything depends on the context and on the attitude. So the Rashi on the top page brings down from the Yerushalmi. A son was feeding his father the most expensive delicacies. The father turns to the great, big mitzvah. Father turns to the son and says, "Son, where did you get the money for all this?" And the son says to the father, "Shut up, dad. Sit and eat your food and be quiet." Boom. So he can feed his father fat duck. He just lost all of his olam haba. Okay, it's not just what you do. Obviously, it's how you present it. And it's your attitude. On the other hand, there was a son who was working in the grindstone. And he was summoned to the king. Summoned to the king was the equivalent of being sent to Siberia. He tells his father, they called his father. His father, he was working the grindstone. The father was summoned to the king, which meant, let's say, being sent to Siberia. The son says to the father, "You take over my job over here in the grindstone. I'll go to the king and I'll go to Siberia in your stead. So on the one hand, he gave his father backbreaking labor. On the other hand, he did it in order to save his father something much, much worse. So that's the point. And in terms of, you know, the children, if the kids anyway taking out the garbage, they might as well do it with a smile. Oh, here we go, all right, Dad. Oh. You know, so then, chaval, you just lost all your points if you're doing it anyway. So you might as well do it with a better attitude and get full credit instead of losing all your credit. So let's see that in Shulchan Aruch. Reish mem sivdal eizehu kovid ma'achilo u'mashkehu. You give your parents to eat and drink. Malbish u'mechaseh. You cover them, you clothe them. Machlis u'motzi. You help them in, you help them out. V'yitnenu lo b'seiv upon him yofos. You do it with a smile. She'afilu ma'achilo b'choyom petumos. Even if you feed your father fat duck. V'heru lo upon him zo'afos. And you put on a sour face. Ne'enash alav. He will be punished. Because it's not just what you do, it's how you do it. Hagah notes, says Ramah v'chein the hefer. The opposite. Im matkin aviv birei chayim. If he gives his father to work in the grindstone, the kavanasu l'tova, but his intentions are for good. Kidei sheyinotel aviv midavar kasher yoyser mizeh. To save his father from going to Siberia, from going somewhere else, we're in the middle of the Ramah and Sif Dalit. Umedaber piyusim alev aviv, and he speaks gently to his father and explains to him that the other option is far worse. The other option is to go to Siberia, go to the concentration camp, Sashem Yirachim. Umarilon, he shows his father shekavanoso letova, that he's has his father's best interest in mind. Achi yisratze aviv litchom berichayim. And the father agrees to take over the grindstone and understands that his son is saving him from a much worse fate. Nochel olam haba. So that son gets olam haba. So it's not just what you do, but it's how you do it. What's the context? How you do it? How you speak to your parents? And the attitude with which you serve your parents. Continues the Ramah. Whatever the servant does for his master, that's what a child should do for the parent. That's Sif Dal. Sif Hey. So this is the question, the million-dollar question. Kiddushin Lamed Aleph. Iboilu, me shall me. Who foots the kibbut av v'ein bill? Who pays for the hamburger? Rebuda says the son has to foot the bill. Your father wants a hamburger, it's your job. You go buy the hamburger with your own hard-earned money. Reb Nosson bar Oshaya, Amar Mishalav, he says, no, the parents foot the bill, not the children. Oru, the Gemara continues, Oru le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Paskin, Mishel Av, the parents foot the bill. Kibud Av Aim is not a financial mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to serve and help the parents, but the parents foot the bill. Tosis over there says, Mashma shekach halacha. It sounds like the halacha, since the Rabbanan Paskin, like Rav Nosson bar Oshaya, that the halacha is that the parents foot the bill. The kach pasach b'sheotos d'rachai, I'm reading from Tosis in my notes. Tosis in Kiddushin, Rav Achai also Paskin, that it goes, the father foots the bill. Now, what if the parents don't have money? So, good. When the parents have money, it seems pretty clear that the parents foot the bill. What if the parents are poor and the son is not? So then, says Tosis, if the parents don't have the money, parents want a hamburger. They don't have the money for a hamburger. Then the son has to support the parents. Okay, the question is how far to take this, that the son has to support the parents. So there's a big machlokas Rishonim, which may be a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Rif and the Rosh hold that they are feeding the parents b'toras tzedakah, based on what the child would have to give for tzedakah, that's what he would have to give for his parents. Means we don't assess what do the parents need. We assess what are the child's tzedakah responsibilities, and that's what he has to provide for the parents. The smag and the smak say, no, this is not a tzedakah din, this is a kibud ava'im din. If it's a kibud ava'im din, we don't look at the son and evaluate his tzedakah obligation. We look and see what the parents need. Whatever the parents need, that's what the son has to provide for the parents. And the smag and the smak goes as far as to say that the son should have to work just to support his parents. Okay, let's see that now inside. Sif hey, reish mem sif hey. Zeshem ma'achila u'mashkeyo. The fact that the child has to feed, give food and drink to his parents, mishal av va'ein im yeshlo. The parents foot the bill if they have it. V'im ein la'av. But if the father does not have the money, the yesh laben, and the son does have the money, kofin also, we force the son, the zon aviv kfi ma shehu yachol, we force the son to feed the father as much as he can. Vim ein laben, now what if the parents are poor and the children are also poor? So now what? The parents, they can't foot the bill. The child also, the son also can't foot the bill. Does the son have to go begging door to door in order to support his parents? No, he does not. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Hagah notes, says the Rama, v'yesh omrim, de'enu chayev liten l'rak mashiyuchuyav liten l'tzedakah. The son, assuming the son has money, in the case of the son has the money, he doesn't have to fully support his parents. He only has to give the parents what he would be obligated to give from his own personal tzedakah obligation. When we come makom, im yodo maseges, but someone who has money, this is a Gemara, tovo me'era, cursed be the one, limisha mefarnes avi mimos tzedakah shalom. Cursed is the one who uses his tzedakah money to take care of his parents. He should be taking care of his parents over and above his tzedakah money. But in terms of the forcing the child to take care of the parents financially, when the parents can't afford it and the son can, so the Rama says clearly that it's midin tzedakah, and that's what comes out of the Rif and the Rush. Again, the Smag and the Smag want to say that no, it's not a tzedakah responsibility of the child. Rather, it's a kibud ava'im responsibility, and then we see what do the parents need, and the child should have to supply that. So the question is, does the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, are they in agreement here, or are they not in agreement over here? And the Shach and the Taz seem to say that they are not in agreement. The Rama looks at it like the Rif and the Rush, that it's a din in tzedakah obligation of the child. What is his tzedakah obligation? We don't look at what the parent needs. We look at what the son has to give for tzedakah, and we make him give it to his parents. And the Mechaber seems to be going somewhat with the Smag and the Smak. I don't know fully, but somewhat. And that is that, no, we look at what, not at the child's tzedakah responsibility, we look at what the parents need. Whatever the parents need, that's what we ask the son to do, we force the son to do for the parent. Now, what if there's more than one son? And what if some of the kids have money and some of the kids don't have money? Continues the Rama. V'im yesh lo bonim rabim, if he has a bunch of kids, mechashvin lefi mamon shalem, so we look at the finances of the children. V'im mitzasan ashirin u'mitzasan aniyin, if some of the kids are rich and some of the kids are poor, mechayvim ha'ashirin levad, so then the poor ones do not have to take care of the parents, we force the rich ones to take care of the parents. Continues the Mechaber, avachayev lechado begufo, but you have to take care of your parents with your body, meaning it's true, the bill, assuming the parents have money, the parents foot the bill, but I have to take care of my parents. I have to want something to eat. I have to go run the errands. I have to take care of them. I have to help them. Even though he's going to be missing work, Now this, you know, for a bottom line halacha lemaisa, so someone has to ask an important question, and this would seem to come up a lot. But the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch over here is: I need to take care of my parents. They ask me for a hamburger, I give them the bill. Here you go, bill, 100 shekel, 2 hamburgers. Okay, they give me 100 shekel. They give me the credit card, but I go to the store, I pick up the hamburgers, and I bring it home for them. Now, what if they need a lot of help? And they need, so Yitz Lerner called me that he got the following question. Yeah, we learned this together yesterday. And yesterday he got the following question. There's a girl who wants to get a job Thursday morning, and her mother wants help in the kitchen making Shabbos Thursday morning. She says, but that's going to be my parnasa. I'm going to work Thursday mornings. So whatever, for spending money. Mother says, but I'm making Shabbos and I want your help. So does she have to give up working in order to help her mother? So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch over here is yes. She should find another time to work. This is when her mother needs her. Chayev d'chad d'begufo, you have to, with your body, respect and do what your parents need. Even though you can't go to work at that time. Even, and the Shulchan Aruch goes so far as to say, even if you have to go begging door to door because you don't have money because you gave up your livelihood to take care of your parents. Now, I don't know how far, meaning that one case, okay, we're talking about only Thursday morning, she could work another time even though it's not convenient for her, and this is what her mother needs and what her mother wants. To me, that seems to be very clear what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. But let's say the parents are elderly. They don't want a Filipino. They want their kids. So the kids have to give up their job, unemployment, to stay all day with the parent and not do anything else but take care of the parent. That sounds really extreme and radical. So that person has to ask a serious shaila before, you know, that sounds like what comes out of Shulchan Aruch, but it sounds a bit much. I don't know. So what we said before in the Shulchan Aruch is the son does not have to go door to door collecting for his parents, but the son has to serve the parents, and if as a result of serving the parents he loses his job and he has to go collecting for himself, that's okay. He collects for himself, even though he's not obligated to collect for his parents, but he is obligated to serve and take care of his parents. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. That's assuming, all this is assuming he has to give up his job, he has enough food to live for one day, says the Shulchan Aruch. But if he doesn't have food for one day to live, that means that the fridge is empty, the cabinet is empty, cupboard is bare. If he doesn't have food for one day, so then that far we're not going to go, then he can go to work that day. But if he has food in the cupboard, he has food for one day. It sounds like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. He would have to serve the parents, even if it means he's going to be losing out on his parnasa. Okay, there's a Shach and a Taz over here. Let's take a look at the Taz, Sifkatan Vav. Kefi ma shehu yacho. The father has no money. The child has money. The child has to take care of the father. And then the Ramah says, he only has to give him whatever the tzedakah obligation is. So says the Taz, Perish, B'toras tzedakah lefi ashra. The Taz is explaining the Shulchan Aruch the same way as what the Ramah says. The obligation of the son to support the father is according to the son's tzedakah obligation. And that which the Rama goes on to say, Yesh Omrim means that the Rama is going to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. But based on the way the Taz just explained the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama is not disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. He's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the Taz is questioning. That word Yesh Omrim is a wonderment. Because the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch agrees with the Rama. So here there's I have a little star after the word B'Shem Yesh Omrim. That star goes to Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef is written by the Shach. And Nekudas HaKesef points out that he disagrees with the Taz, and it appears here in the Shach, Sifkat and Vav. The read over there is a little bit more difficult. But basically what comes out, explains the Shach, is that the Shulchan Aruch does not agree with the Ramah. The Ramah is going to riff in the Rosh. We look at the son's tzedakah obligation. But the Mechaber is going with the smag and the smack. We look at the covet obligation. We look at what are the needs of the father. And that's what the child must provide. The needs of the parents. Regardless of his own personal tzedakah responsibilities. Then the Shach and the Taz both ask a different question based on what we learned in the Ramban, Sif Aleph. Kibud av v'em is a mitzvah where the Torah gives us a reward. L'man yarichu yamecha. It leads to long life. The rule is that when you have a mitzvah, shematan schara b'tzidah, where the Torah gives a reward, we don't force someone to fulfill a positive mitzvah where the reward is written in the Torah. The understanding is, you do the mitzvah, you get the reward that's written in the Torah. He doesn't do the mitzvah, he doesn't get the reward that's written in the Torah. But we're not going to force him to do the mitzvah, as opposed to sukkah. Guy says, I don't believe in sukkah, I'm not doing sukkah. In the olden days, the bezim would beat him up until he agreed to do the mitzvah sukkah. So why over here are we forcing the child to take care of the father? He doesn't want to take care of his father, so he won't have the arichus yamin, the long life promised by the Torah. So Tosus asks his kasha, I think about Basra, he gives around four answers. The Shach and the Taz give one of those answers. And the answer they give is that even though Kibud av v'em has a schar, the reward is written in the Torah, and tzedakah also the reward is written in the Torah. Tzedakah Hashem will bless you. So the reward is also written in the Torah. So why are we forcing him to do a combination of Kibud av v'em and tzedakah by supporting his poor parents? Both of those are mitzvahs that the Torah gives a reward for, and the Bezin should not be forcing him to do that. So both the Shach and the Taz give what I think is the last answer over there in Tosfos and Bava Basra, and that is tzedakah is an exception to the rule, because tzedakah is not only a positive mitzvah, it's also a negative mitzvah. The rule is only by positive mitzvahs. By positive mitzvahs, we don't force you if the Torah records what the schar will be. But when there's also a negative mitzvah involved, then it's an exception to the rule, and the Beis Din will force him. I think we said over yesterday, I don't remember, that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that we don't force you to do a mitzvah when the Torah gives you a mitzvah if the mitzvah is between you and Hashem. But when the mitzvah is your parents are hungry, your neighbors are hungry, so then there's an exception to the rule. We're not forcing you so that you'll fulfill the mitzvah. By sukkah, we want you to fulfill the mitzvah. Hashem wants you to fulfill the mitzvah. Beis Din has the authority. We'll force you to do mitzvah. Sukkah, mitzvah, lulav. Why? To get the mitzvah. Over here, there's no inyan for Beis Din to force you to fulfill the mitzvah. But the Beis Din is coming from a different angle. We need to take care of your father. We need to take care of your neighbors. And that's your responsibility. So we're going to force you to do it. Not because we want you to do the mitzvah. We don't care if you do the mitzvah. But we care that they're taken care of. There's another side to the story, another side of the coin. We care that your parents are taken care of, and we care that your neighbors are taken care of. And for that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you can force someone to do tzedakah from that angle. Not because you want them to fulfill the mitzvah like sukkah and lulav, but there's a totza'ah, there's a result over here. The result is we need to take care of those that are in need, and therefore they can be forced. So that is Siman Reish Mem, Seif Gimel, Dalet, and Hey.